We have a special guest on the show this morning. Kia ora, Griff. How are you doing?
How's it going? Lovely to be here. I'm really excited you reached out
amazing.
For me to come on.
No, I'm so delighted to be speaking to you this morning. So we're going to be talking mainly about your project under Sans Merit, but you do a lot of different things, including Francis Inferno Orchestra, and you're a DJ. What kind of made you want to branch out into the space that Sans Merit kind of sits in?
Sans Merit began because essentially the pandemic. Before pandemic, I was a full-time DJ living in Europe, as you mentioned, for my Francis Inferno Orchestra stuff.
Yeah.
And that was a really funny time of my life when it was just dance music, dance music, dance music 24/7. And then when the pandemic struck, it was just this huge stop sign. It's just like everything I was doing, it's like stop. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, really didn't like the pandemic. I kind of liked it. It was a really nice time to just stop and reset. And
right.
Because there wasn't any things I had to do, any tours I had to go on, any release schedule things, everything just kind of stopped.
Yeah.
I had time to just really look into what I wanted to do with music and just basically sat and listened to a bunch of stuff and bought a new guitar and bought some new equipment. And then just, I think from that, Sans Merit sort of blossomed and grew. And yeah, it was really exciting because I wanted to put out a more rockier instrumental, they're singing, but like more musical focused project for a long time. And I just had the space and mental capacity to do it. So that's how it came to be.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of artists with the pandemic just found that they had the space to do more, for lack of a better phrase, like weird shit and like experiment, which is really cool that you were able to use the time like that. Why the name Sans Merit? I'm assuming it's French, but I could be wrong.
No, it's actually, so do you know the band TISM?
No.
TISM are this provocative, they're sort of like this tongue-in-cheek band from Australia,
cool.
Like 80s and 90s, and their whole thing was just, you know, they all wore balaclavas and they were a big, they sometimes had 12 members, sometimes had seven. It was all like,
cool.
They were just making fun of everybody. And I love provocative art and stuff that's very sort of tongue-in-cheek and on the edge of whatever. And
totally.
They have this t-shirt, this really old t-shirt, and it was like TISM is how it's spelled. And it was this really cool list that would say like, this is sadist masochism, this is skullduggery, methinks. And one of them was, this is Sans Merit.
Right.
And it all stuck with me. And then it's just funny because this album, like I forayed into this genre that is rock music and just generally band music. It can be very snob. And I came in from dance music,
yeah.
Which a lot of band people will snob dance music as this almost like stupid music.
Yeah.
And I came and made a rock album and called myself like, I'm not worthy of this space, which I'm probably, I don't really think I am, but like, it's funny. I don't know. It's a kind of a bit of a piss take on myself, really.
No, that's great. I love music. That's kind of, I don't know. One of my favorite genres of music is novelty music. Obviously no, that's not what you are, but I don't know. People take themselves way too seriously. And I think music's always better when it's just a little bit, you know, a little bit of a wink and a chuckle at the audience.
Well, it's funny because at the same time, a lot of the songs are on the Sans Merit album are quite serious.
Oh,
and
totally,
about,
yeah.
Heartbreak and stuff like that. So it's this kind of like very deep level joke to that that I find really funny.
Right. Yeah, of course. Getting into the album Early Grave, you go to so many different places, I feel like, sonically. And do you think maybe you could just describe what your take on the sound of your album is?
Very erratic.
Yeah.
I think that coming from, again, mentioning the dance music world, like this album is very unconventional songwriting, to the point that I remember when I showed it to one of my friends who works at a very reputable label here in Los Angeles. He was just like, where are the choruses? Like, there's no,
yeah.
Where are they? And I was like, I don't know. And I think maybe it was completely unintentional, but I think maybe because I came from doing a lot of dance music all the time, my muscle, sort of brain muscle memory of writing in a very, you know, songwriter sort of method was sort of not there. And
right.
Because of that, there's, you know, there's heavier songs, there's kind of more beat-ish songs, and there's just strange songs, and then very synth songs. So I feel like it was, and because, like I mentioned before, it was this thing I'd wanted to do for so long, it was almost like I regurgitated just all these ideas with no real cohesive sense, but then somehow made it make cohesive sense in a way. And that would be the charm of it. So I don't know how to describe it, but it's an unconventional rock album, if I was to say.
Yeah.
It's simple.
I spoke to, I don't know if you know who he is, but Ryan Raines about his solo project, and he's like, he comes from not a dance music background, but more of a producing background, and his album is very different from yours, but is quite like eclectic and doesn't have a lot of, like, it doesn't make a lot of sense most of the time. And I feel like it's really cool speaking to someone who's from a different background that's other than like the singer-songwriter space, because you get such like interesting, like you said, eclectic music, which is just great. And I guess going off that, I think it's really often easy to tell why someone writes a song when they're like strumming a guitar and saying, like, you know, singing about heartbreak, and it's really obvious, like, you know, what they're kind of drawing from. And I think it's kind of murky throughout Early Grave, and a lot of the time you can't really understand what the lyrics are saying. So maybe if you could touch on the themes of the album, if you could.
I'm just trying to think. It's such a disjointed, discombobulated thing. I'm just trying to think which ones were. I mean, there's a lot of, I'd say, like, Weathered Men. There's sort of talking about, like, a moment of heartbreak while maybe in, like, a bit of a sort of, like, an unhappy time in a relationship while also being surrounded by, like a weird moment. Like, there's talking about, like, I think, because the thing is with a lot of the lyrics in this album is I kind of had this approach where because I write more with cadence rather than meaning,
right.
And it's more about the rhythmic nature of the lyrics, and then they almost make sense later on. And so with Weathered Men, they were sort of just words that naturally came to me that then I jotted to paper and sang, and then I kind of realized there was meaning to it, which was like having a disagreement with a partner while also being at like a gas station and being like surrounded by really odd people at the gas station.
Right.
And then, you know, there's other songs like Maniac, which is just like about being really upset. But then there's also these weird things like Wrestling is like a strange love letter to enjoying wrestling, like WWE with my brother when we were children and stuff like that. So it's a bit all over the place, but there is a good story about one of the Which isn't about really the lyrics. Like, how much time do we have, by the way? Because it's a bit of a story.
It's okay. Are you going to tell the story about Gentle and Caring?
Yeah, that's the one. Because for the listeners, when you approached me to do this, you actually asked me about two songs, which is Gentle Caring and the Murmurings of Jeffrey Baron and Dark Lord. And I kind of laugh because these are two very... like unplayed songs on Spotify, for example. Like, I think they're the lowest play count, but
they're the so song... interesting. Like,
thank you so much. The song Gentle Caring, well, Jeffrey Baron, who is in the title of the song, was a priest at a church in Melbourne, and basically what happened is, in the song you can hear someone going, "Get off the property now," and screaming. You can sort of hear it all warbled and stuff. And the story is that when I was about 13, I skateboarded at this church on the grounds with a bunch of my friends, and this guy came out and just went absolutely ballistic at us. And he was sort of known to be a bit intense. And we were filming a skate video, you know, we're kids. And this guy came out and went, you know, in, like I said, it quite intense at us. And it ended up getting caught on video. And my friend put it on YouTube, or maybe it was before YouTube, and somehow along the way, and this is a long time ago, I'm talking 2003 or 4 or something, and some point someone from Channel 9 or Channel 7 News in Melbourne found it, and it went on TV, and it became this almost like viral moment before virality was a thing. And it blew up, and it was this priest is going ballistic at these skateboarders, and it was on the news like 4 nights in a row, and it was this really insane experience of seeing myself on the news. But thankfully they never figured out who I was, but they kind of got in contact with my friends, right. And this priest got basically expelled from the church. I think they moved him to Sydney. And then he ended up quitting. And it was just this really intense week in the Melbourne skateboarding scene. And it was just so... And so when it came to... and the video is still on YouTube. You can actually look it up. If you Google Jeffrey Baron Sydney, there's a Wikipedia page and there's all the story on there. And that song, it came to my memory recently, and I was like, when I was making the album, and I just was making this really weird song, and I was like, I have to put like snippets of this video in this song. And so if anyone who is friends with me remembers this ordeal, they'll hear it and just be like, oh yeah. Because it was the sounds he was making were pretty weirdly iconic in a way. Yeah. Like what he was saying, the property, that became like a catchphrase between a few friends of mine. That's the story of the song. That's
a great story to have as like a bit between friends.
The tongue-in-cheekness of it all, it's like gentle care, the murmurings. Like, he wasn't murmuring, he's yelling at us, and he was quite tense, angry, angry person. So yeah, that's the joke once again.
Haha. Wait, because it ends with "Help us rob artists in Australia." Is that related?
That is from a there used to be this VHS. There used to be this thing where when you would rent a VHS when I was a kid, it would be this anti-piracy thing that would come up, and it's like, help us stop it. The full thing said something like, help us stop like people robbing artists from Australia. And then I cut down the thing and just say, help help us rob artists. And I mean, that's probably me just being my anarchist attitude to like the music industry or something.
No, it's great. Yeah. Just briefly, maybe before we listen to that track, from what I read, you did a lot of the production out of your own home. I wondered kind of why that decision and what that recording process was like for you.
Probably at home, probably because that was all I sort of had with me. Like I,
Oh, right. COVID. Yes.
Yeah, it was COVID. And also, I don't know. I think with this, because it was a new adventure, I was probably pretty nervous to go and start bringing people into it. I kind of just was like, let me be this little mad professor in my room. And what was the second part of the question?
I guess just asking about the production process. But you said there's other voices on the album though, aren't there?
There is trying to think. There's samples. So yeah. On Weathered Men, that was from a song. And then I think at one, it was a lot of sampling, but there's no other background singers. No, it's just me.
Oh, okay. I was wondering because, it does
sound.
Nifty
sampling job there.
Okay, great. I think we've talked a lot about this kind of amorphous sound that you've got. I reckon people should listen and get a better idea what you actually sound like. How can we support you? Because you've only released this one album, Under Sounds Merit, but you've got a lot of other DJ stuff going on. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
How you can support me? I mean, I'm in the middle of doing the second album. So
hell yeah.
When it comes out, it's almost done. And it's been a process, because I think the older you get, you keep shelving stuff because you're like, oh, it's not good enough and, you know, whatever. And then, so keep an eye out for that. I was hoping to get back this year to Australia and NZ and play some shows, but it might have to be early next year. Yeah. So I think hopefully the album will be done. It's going to be done in the next, hopefully, couple of weeks. And then we'll start seeing release probably a little bit mid-year to a little bit later. So by then we should start thinking about doing a New Zealand and Oz tour.
Delightful.
And I'll probably be DJing around as well, because that's just kind of when I'm over that side of the world back home. I ended up DJing a bunch. But I was actually just in New Zealand recently. I played at Il Bruto. I did a cheeky one night. It was great. I actually forgot how much I love Auckland. It's such a beautiful city.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. Okay, great. We love to dance. So excited to hear that you might be DJing here.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to play a couple songs, but we're going to start with Gentle Caring and the Murmurings of Jeffrey Baron.
All right.
Hey, thank you so much for chatting to me.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Okay, hello.
A whispered remark changed a girl's life. Changed a girl's life. a whispered remark changed a girl's life.
BFM.
Please help us rob artists in Australia.
That was Weathered Man by Sun's Mirror, and before that we were listening to Gentle Caring and the Murmurings of Jeffrey Baron.